Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
DC Comics rises from the dead. Folio Society to release Batman Collection. Deadpool and Wolverine to team up in comics. This is Comic Book Club News for February 20, 2024. DC Comics, the controversial publisher created by MC Max Gaines, that led to Tales from the Crypt, Mad Magazine, and more, before the Comics Code Authority took it down, is back. Only this time, it's a brand new anthology imprint at Oni Press, bringing together some of the biggest creators in the business. Said Oni Press editor-in-chief Sierra Hahn via press release provided to Comic Book Club News, quote, 70 years ago, EC Comics redefined what comics could be with shocking, confrontational, and brilliantly crafted stories that challenge the existential issues at the center of American life. Censorship, racism, sexism, nuclear proliferation, and more. Today, those battles continue in alarming and pernicious new ways. What better time to resurrect the undying spirit of EC Comics, one of the most entertaining, subversive, and influential publishers of all time, with an all-star cast of storytellers to examine today's society through the lens that William Gaines and his legendary collaborators have left us. Oni's new EC Comics line will launch with a minimum of 2 titles released on a monthly basis, starting in July with Epitaphs from the Abyss, a horror anthology, and continuing in August with Cruel Universe, an anthology about my life. Just kidding, it's a science fiction anthology. The long list of creators includes Jason Aaron, Brian Azzarello, Christopher Cantwell, Cecil Castellucci, Matt Gint, Peter Krause, and Dustin Weaver, to name a few, as well as covers by Lee Bermejo, Greg Smallwood, J.H. Williams III, and more. Here's hoping the return of EC Comics doesn't cause the Comics Code Authority to also come back for one last scare. Continuing on our classic comics cavalcade, finally, someone is releasing a Batman comic book. Or rather, re-releasing, as the Folio Society will reprint 12 classic Batman adventures in a gorgeous new collection appropriately titled DC Batman. The 320-page volume will include everything from Detective Comics number 27, aka the first appearance of Batman, to The Killing Joke, the first issue of The Dark Knight Returns, the first part of the Nightfall storyline, and much, much more. In addition, the set will include a standalone facsimile edition of Batman number 1, scanned from the original 1940 copy of the book, ads and all. Said Folio Society head of editorial James Rose via press release, quote, created towards the end of the Great Depression by artist Bob Kane and writer Bill Finger, Batman is an icon as familiar as James Bond or Tarzan, one who has evolved to reflect the changing attitudes of the 20th century. The stories selected for DC Batman reveal how the character, at his billionaire alter ego Bruce Wayne, gradually evolved from the dutiful crime fighter of the 1940s to a man possessed, as crazy as the criminals he puts away. The Caped Crusader faces a rogues gallery steeped in gothic horror. From the Weimar cinema-inspired The Joker to the Jekyll and Hyde figure of Two-Face and the Moriarty-liked Ra's al Ghul. The set will cost $100 and is available starting today. And from the past to the future, in what I'm sure is a total coincidence given the upcoming movie Deadpool and Wolverine, Marvel will be releasing a comic book titled Deadpool and Wolverine. World War III! The three-issue miniseries will bring lauded Deadpool writer Joe Kelly back to the Merc with a Mouth, along with Adam Kubert on art. Here's the synopsis per Marvel, quote, "The mysterious Delta believes in change. Change is good, but as he sets his sights on Deadpool and Wolverine is caught up in the plot, is the third time really the charm or the curse? Get ready for World War III to erupt on the scene with the wildest duo in comics from Legends Joe Kelly and Adam Kubert." While that blurb certainly teases this is the third in a series, it's not. Kelly and Kubert have worked together before, and both have had takes on the title characters, but this is not the third in a series. That said, given the monthly release of the issues, with the first issue hitting on May 1st, the finale should come out in July before the movie. That said, Amazon doesn't have the collected edition listed to come out until October 1st. Alas. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I'm just giddy at the idea of a Batman comic. Just imagine, what a time to be alive. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.